This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Forgotten lore from Dallas, fascinating photos from iconic landmarks, and a cornucopia of North Texas history is online at flashbackdallas.com. Paula Bossi runs the website, and she's here to talk about her passion for the city and its curious past. Paula Bossi, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
The thing that initially brought me to your website was this, I think, 1940s car hop photo with two fellas in cowboy boots and shorts serving food to a car with women. What's the backstory on this?
Well, the one photograph that everyone seems to have latched onto, this was it was called the Log Lodge Tavern, which was right across the street from Love Field. And if I've done anything that has gone viral, it's this photograph. And it's not just men in shorts, they're short shorts. And I think it may even be satin short shorts and cowboy boots. From 1940, it was a response to a sudden appearance of sexy car hops, women who were dressing in scanty outfits, hula skirts, midriff-bearing costumes to serve drive-in customers. And there was a big outcry against this. And at some point, some woman piped up saying, well, you know, this doesn't really do much for women. We want to see men. We want to see legs of men, not legs of girls. So some enterprising man who owned one of these restaurants said, yeah, that's a great idea. And put these young studs, these young college students in these short shorts and cowboy boots. It's so ridiculous looking, but it was very, very successful.
I wonder why this trend didn't continue.
My guess is that it sort of would have run its course, but I think that it really was because it was coming up on World War II, and I think that all the hunky young men were about to be drafted overseas.
I always assumed the Trinity flowed as it does, but apparently the river's path was very different through Dallas.
Yeah, this is one of the interesting things that I've found doing this blog is I grew up in Dallas. I'm a Dallas native, and until a couple of years ago, I had never heard that the Trinity River had been straightened and moved, which is kind of a big deal. You know, you'd think you would have heard about the Trinity River being moved. But I think as a response to the flooding, the constant flooding that was happening and the major disastrous flood in 1908 it was a horrible, horrible flood. City fathers started planning ways to alleviate the problem. So civil engineers came up with a plan to straighten out the Trinity and move it about half a mile to the west. Part of the Trinity used to come up, I mean, it was like a block from the old Red Courthouse. It was that close. So it has been moved over. And I was looking at the numbers recently, and I think that the equivalent in today's prices would have been, or cost would have been, about $200 billion. So it was a major, major, major civil engineering feat. It was a really big deal. And it's one of those things that you just don't really hear about.
When did this happen? When did this straighten
out? I think it was 1928. Late 20s.
Why did you set up this website? I can imagine it taking a lot of time compiling these articles.
I started the website, or the blog, really, a year and a half ago, finding myself out of work. And, I mean, I've always been interested in Dallas history. And for years, people have told me I should write a book or do a blog. And I love writing this. It's the most fun thing I've ever done. And I think the enthusiasm I have for discovering new things about the city I grew up in is, I hope it's contagious and people find it interesting and start looking into other aspects of the city for themselves.
Paula Bossi owns and operates FlashbackDallas.com. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.